This is Josh Sumby, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Drayton, North Dakota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Tyler Donaldson, along with Randy Conan and Jamie Dickerman. China has responded to President Trump's 104% tariffs by increasing tariffs of their own on U.S. products from 34% to 84%. The consequences are serious.
The largest bilateral economic relationship in human history is, for all intents and purposes, over now, and the decoupling is going to proceed with massive pace.
Geopolitical analyst Peter Zeihan forecasting a minimum of 10% inflation for the balance of the year. On his YouTube channel, Zeihan said he does not see a quick solution.
We have two cults of personality on both sides of the Pacific who basically ignore what few advisors they have left. It is now a battle of egos with the rest of us caught in the middle, and it will not end well. There is no one who can mediate here. This is no one who can talk either side down. This is going to go until something breaks. And what is going to break is the current economic expansion in the United States. We are firmly in recession territory now, and probably the Chinese system as a whole. And there's no way that those two things don't happen without a cavalcade of additional issues.
The European Union will begin retaliating against the U.S. reciprocal tariffs on Tuesday. Duties of 25% will be placed on a variety of products, including corn, wheat, and barley. The tariff increase will be made in stages mid-April, mid-May, and early November. Soybeans will be added to the tariff list in the November time period. The 27 members of the EU trading bloc met today to discuss the tariffs. 26 EU members voted in favor of retaliation, with only Hungary opposed to that strategy.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins discussing the Trump administration's approach to international trade and its potential impacts on U.S. farmers in an interview with Brett Baer of Fox News. Rollins emphasizing that the U.S. is working toward a fairer global trade system.
Our products are unfairly treated around the world, but it isn't just about the tariff. It's about how the EU treats our beef, how Australia won't take, you know, our beef, how some countries won't take our corn. And it isn't a tariff question. It's just an unfair trade practice and using unfair barriers to trade. So this is an all of the above approach across the cabinet. We are all hands on deck. I mean, just today I had Ireland here talking about trade with the Irish. The president's taking phone calls. I'll take more phone calls tonight. I believe we'll be hearing about new deals that are being struck perhaps by the end of the week, but we will see. And this is a long-term battle for the future of America.
On the topic of potential financial assistance for farmers affected by tariffs, Rollins assured that support would be available if needed.
But this president is so confident, first in his plan, but also in his backing of the farmers, that there will be some sort of program if it is necessary. Our goal is that these decisions are made very quickly, that we begin to see the unleashing of the American economy in ways we've never seen before, and that a massive driver of that is our farmers and ranchers and the products that we are sending around the world that to this point, again, have been so unfairly treated.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley introduced a bill requiring the president to notify Congress of impending tariffs within 48 hours. Congress would have to approve of the action within 60 days of notification. Grassley said the bill should not be seen as an anti-Trump move.
People are listening to things about tariffs. It gives me a chance to talk about the constitutional responsibilities under the Article 1 of the Constitution, one of the 18 powers. For Congress to regulate interstate and foreign commerce. It gives me a chance to educate people about the 63 and 74 trade bills that delegated so much of this authority to the President of the United States. And it gives me an opportunity to say that Congress made a mistake in those other trade bills, and we ought to correct it.
Grassley is hopeful that the reciprocal tariffs will be effective.
If his reciprocity works to get all tariffs down, I'd have to say he'd be more successful than my 50 years of being for negotiation for trade. So Trump is trying to carry out his campaign promises. And I know it may shock people that a politician wants to do in office what he said he was going to do during the campaign, but Trump, not only on tariffs, but on everything else, is delivering on it. I just hope he's successful. If he is, I'm going to applaud him. If he isn't, I can say I told you so.
With some breaking news on the tariff front, we go to Red River Farm Network's Jamie Dickerman.
AP News now reporting that President Trump is abruptly backing down on his tariffs on most nations for 90 days, but raising his tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%, an attempt to narrow what has been an unprecedented trade war between the U.S. and most of the world, to one now being a trade war between the United States again and China. Again, this is from AP News now reporting Donald Trump backing down on his tariffs on most nations for 90 days, but raising the tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%.
Occasional rain and thunderstorms expected through Tuesday across the U.S. Midwest. Wet snow is expected to fall from Wisconsin to south central Michigan late today into tomorrow. More rain expected for the central Midwest next week. World Weather Incorporated says a weather disturbance is being monitored for Saturday into Monday for the northern plains. That'll bring rain and snow across portions of the region. Moisture totals could be up to an inch in some locations. World Weather Incorporated saying occasional rain and snow will likely occur during the second week of that outlook, April 16th through the 18th.
The weather forecast for South America remains favorable for crop development and harvest activity. World Weather Incorporated says Argentina and Brazil will see a good mix of rain and sunshine over the next week to 10 days, with enough moisture to prevent crop stress and enough drying time to allow field work to progress. Get the latest news and weather updates anytime by listening to the Red River Farm Network podcasts. Listen at rrfn.com and most anywhere you get your podcasts. Reporting agriculture's business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Tariffs are the talk of the markets this week. StoneX Vice President of Fertilizers Josh Linville says the fertilizer market's no exception.
Right now the market is fearful. It doesn't know what to think. It doesn't know how things are going to change. There's a lot of questions. There's very few answers. And so that's creating a very nervous, emotional marketplace, which tends to push prices higher. And it couldn't be happening at a worse time, because now we're into the mix of spring season. The market's trying to figure out how good or bad has anhydrous application been. How tight are UAN supplies, and how much switching will there be to urea? And as a result, we saw NOLA urea prices jump $30, $40 a ton the morning after the announcement, but they've actually been on a tear higher since then because of factors outside of the tariff situation.
And Linville says while the timing of these tariffs is terrible, it could have been even worse.
Absolutely could have been worse. While there is still some buying left to happen now, I think there are large swaths that are done. For the most part, we see pre-plant needs already taken care of: phosphate, potash, and anhydrous. Now, that still leaves urea, UAN, citrus, and anhydrous to go. But again, a lot of those products are already kind of pseudo in place or en route, locked up in contracts. Had this started, and I talk about this on a global scale, had this started back in February, January, that would have been, in my book, the worst case scenario, because that's when everybody starts to ramp up. They start making preparations from global, you know, import point of views. That's when everything really starts to hit the fan.
The wait for warmer weather and spring planting continues throughout the Red River Valley. Longtime crop consultant Greg LaPlante says there's plenty of moisture in the topsoil around Wahpeton, North Dakota.
Well, we had a little bit more snow, you know, last weekend than they did up north, so we're still getting rid of some of the snow in the fields and everything, so that delayed us about another good week from getting in and starting to do some field work. But I think the temperatures this week will help get some of those previous crop sugar beet fields and soybean fields warming up, so we can get started on some small grains or maybe some sugar beets coming up here in a week or two.
LaPlante says farmers might want to consider pre-emergent sprays due to the drier winter conditions.
I think the biggest thing would be there is, you know, there's a lot of maybe questions with the lack of moisture over the winter and everything, whether folks should be looking at pre-emergent herbicides and stuff. But I would think I would still continue with my plans to get those on, because once we get rolling, if we stay a little bit on the drier side, you know, in May, at least those pre-emergent herbicides will be activated. Showers in April, first part of May.
With warmer weather in the forecast, planting should be kicking off into high gear here soon. Peterson Farm Seeds lead agronomist Rick Swenson saying overall things are looking pretty good.
You know, West Central Minnesota, we did get 12 to 15 inches out of that, so it's going to take a little bit over here, but you know, driving around, even being up in Fargo yesterday, there's really no snow left. And I wouldn't be surprised if some people didn't try to do some stuff next week, especially the sugar beets or the wheat. And I don't know, I haven't really heard anybody thinking about corn next week, maybe more right after Easter. But yeah, things are shaping up great.
Swenson emphasized the importance of managing early emerging weeds.
Keeping an eye on resistant weeds like kochia moving more into the valley, things like that, and such cool temperatures. So, I mean, if we do start getting some crop in the ground already next week, you know, maybe by that last week or even the, you know, the 20th of April, if we start getting stuff in, keep an eye on those weeds that are emerging early and, you know, try to get them controlled early.
Weather appears to be cooperating for a timely start to spring planting in the northern Red River Valley. CHS Ag Services Senior Director of Operations Ryan Anderson is happy with what he's seeing for field conditions.
No, I think we're fine. You know, we didn't have a lot of, you know, snowfall over the winter, so you know we're, you know, probably some concern on if we don't get rain, you know, through the month of May. But I think there's plenty there to get the crops started. Hopefully we get some timely spring rains as we usually do. But I think the actual conditions are it's pretty nice.
Margins are tight, but Anderson does not anticipate major changes in how those acres are managed.
Well, I think our growers have been through this before. You know, we always have shifts in the market. You know, the last couple of years it's been, you know, probably a little more steady. But, just visiting with growers, I think important to them is they want to have bushels to sell. And they know that, you know, they got to use the right inputs to do that. So, you know, I think our sales staff is extremely intelligent and will help these growers make good decisions on every acre. But I think it's going to be different for everybody just based on how the summer goes and how those crops are looking, you know, each day.
This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Breaking news that we are following here today. President Donald Trump has abruptly backed down on his tariffs on most nations for 90 days, but raising his tax rate on Chinese imports now to 125%. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent telling reporters that Trump was pausing his so-called reciprocal tariffs on most of the country's biggest trading partners, but maintaining his 10% tariff on nearly all global imports. Import tariffs on goods from China, though, would surge to 125% effective immediately, Trump said on social media. Commodity futures across the board surging now after the president authorizing that 90-day pause. As a result, futures in agriculture, metals, and energy all surging. Copper up 4.7%, lean hogs up 2.3%, gold up 3%, natural gas up 6% already.
February exports of U.S. pork were lower than last year, despite continued success in Mexico and Central America. February pork exports totaling 241,000 metric tons, down 4% from the large volume last year. Value dropped 2% to $671.5 million. Exports soared to Central America in February, and export value to Mexico exceeding $200 million for the eighth straight month. For January-February 2025, pork exports were 3% below last year's record pace. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says February beef exports were also below last year after a higher trend in January. Beef exports totaled 98,198 metric tons in February, down 5.5% from 2024, while value dropped 4% to just over $800 million. February exports increased year over year to South Korea, Canada, Egypt, and the Philippines. January and February shipments were 1% below last year's pace at 201,038 metric tons, but value increased 1% to $1.6 billion. And checking those quotes now in response to the announcement out of the White House, May wheat Minneapolis up 7.25, July 6.75 higher, May wheat Chicago up 3.25, 5.43 1/4, KC wheat up 7.25, 5.68 3/4, May corn up 4.75, 4.73 3/4, May soybeans up 17 cents now, 10.09 3/4, in November soybeans up 18 cents, 9.95 3/4. In Winnipeg, May canola is down 80 cents per metric ton, 6.45 50 Canadian. April live cattle up 3.17 to 202.27. April feeders up 3.32. May feeders up 6.75. April lean hogs down 75 cents. This is the Red River Farm Network.